Look at the distortion in the air in front of you. See it fold and ripple, the way the light glistens off something that should not be there? Can you catch a glimpse of what is on the other side? It's called a wind door, and will take you to places both like and unlike our world. This one will take you to the 10 worlds of New Century, as written by Alex Shaw. Come with us on a journey through the wind door. Fans of Alex's fiction, to people still working through the series, and to people just starting this journey, to guys, gals, and non-binary pals, welcome to Through the Wind Door, a New Century Multiverse podcast. This is a bit of an experiment on the part of myself and my co-host, Toby Jungius. Ever since I became a fan of the New Century Multiverse books, I've wanted to share my fandom with others. I'd been talking it up to anyone that would listen, even in some cases playing episodes in the audio drama for them, and I was eager to start dialogue as to what I love about these books, as well as possibly learn things from the perspective of others. Unfortunately, a lot of times it just felt like I wasn't getting enough feedback or momentum from any quarter, and this was frustrating. Then one day, Alex came to me and Toby out of the blue, and asked us if we'd be willing to do an interview of himself and Sharon as part of the celebration of completing the 8th book Steamheart and the culmination of what would be phase 1 of his story. Of course we jumped on it, and in the process the two of us developed a rapport, and we talked about the possibility of collaborating on something in the future. This is that future. Because not long after reading the most recent book, Uncivil Outlaw, I wanted to touch base with Toby and ask him what he thought of the book, since I knew I could count on him for some incisive thoughts. And he proposed something different. Why shouldn't we go on a fandom podcast together? This suggestion was electric. I had been stymied for a long time on the creative front, and as it turned out, so had Toby. I'd pondered doing a podcast for a very long time, but couldn't think of anything that I could do that I didn't feel other people weren't doing better. But this is a niche that has yet to be filled, and I'm hoping that bringing this about will energize the fan base and potentially bring some new people on board as well. The beginning is going to be a basic reread of all books up till now. We're going to do it in the order that I read them in, not that anyone has to have read them in exactly that order, but it's also the order that Alex gave them to me in, and it works well enough to progress through the timeline. We'll be doing approximately 4 chapters at a time to allow new readers time to take stuff in their own time, but also to have enough to talk about during a podcast. We may shake this up as time goes on, depending on how things flow, and in addition, we may very well have individual topics that we want to devote a podcast to. As things progress, if other people want to come on to talk about their experience with New Century, or discuss certain topics, I'll be very happy in helping to make that happen. Honestly, if anyone has recommendations on what they would like to hear or see with the podcast, bring it on. Having said all this, now let me answer for all new people, what exactly is New Century? On its baseline, New Century is alternative history fiction. But instead of anything usually done like what if the Axis won World War II, or what if Carthage overcame the Roman Empire, or the story merely explores historical ramifications, this instead explores what happened if very different worlds cross over with each other and affect the course of human, or in some cases non-human, events. It begins with one simple change. What happens if there is a quote-unquote zombie outbreak in post-Civil War America, and expands from there? But to say it encompasses only one genre would be inaccurate, because over the course of the New Century multiverse, certain books have included gothic horror, swords and sorcery fantasy, and even a little steampunk. Some people have also characterized New Century as hope punk, which is a term I find very accurate and almost endearing. Instead of categorizing it through structural theme, it instead refers to a more emotional theme. Someone came up with the term in 2017 as a response to grimdark storytelling. Hope punk is the antithesis of this, emphasizing the importance of the idea that ideals are worth fighting for despite adversity, especially in dark times. Needless to say, stories like these are especially important now, which is part of the reason I want to encourage more people to read these books and talk about them. Some of the books, like The Cartographer's Handbook, may seem familiar in concept and implementation to other books you have read. Most of them are a combination of elements from many different kinds of stories in both visual and written fiction. In many ways, this is to literature what the Marvel Cinematic Universe did for movies. While there is a unifying story, it allows for multiple genres of fiction to be explored in the same world, and that makes room for a lot of intriguingly diverse forms of storytelling. Over the course of our podcast, I hope to share with all of you the reasons why this series means as much to us as it does, as well as expand your thinking on these stories, and maybe give you the chance to do the same for us. To start, an introduction on how we came to New Century to begin with. Let me now give it up for my co-host, Toby.
Hello there, fellow White Scarves. Is it still White Scarves? I recall the point where fans of New Century took on the moniker of White Scarves, but that was some time ago. Well, whether it's White Scarves, extended members of Team Steam, New Centurions, or however else you prefer to describe yourself, I'm glad to meet you. It's always a pleasure to meet someone who enjoys this series as much as we do. I've been on board the journey since late 2016. Needless to say, the various stories of this alternate history fantasy series were a treasured source of comfort during a year that was kind of an increasingly depressing mess. I'm sure I wouldn't be alone in saying that I got into New Century after following Alex and Sharon's work on School of Movies, as well as its preceding forms as Digital Gonzo and Digital Drift, for several years. Funnily enough, the show that got me hooked on the podcast was the Digital Gonzo episodes on Avatar The Last Airbender, a series that boasts richly textured characters, examines profound philosophies, depicts grand journeys, and balances deeply affecting drama with crisp comedic writing. It not only makes sense that this insightful analysis of a show I loved so much would make me a lifelong fan of School of Movies, but that when Alex took to writing his own series of stories, it would feature many of the same qualities. After hearing about New Century on and off for some time, I decided to check it out at a time which, in retrospect, was kind of a perfect moment to get into the series. There were already four books that were out, and the latest one at the time, The Princess Thieves, was underway with enough chapters out to provide some enticing clips. The dialogue and cast had me sold, and I wanted to see what else this series had to offer. I started at the beginning with The Cartographer's Handbook, and I took the bait. That final revelation had so many implications that I just had to find out where this would lead. I moved on to Secret Rooms, and then Tiger's Eye, and as those who have already gotten that far into the series will already know, you're kind of sold for life on New Century once you read or listen to that dreamlike and deeply touching tale. And then Arlington went and became my new favourite story in the series, offering a political thriller that hit a bullseye for me with its incisive depiction of a man who wants so desperately to make the world a more just place, but is repeatedly confronted with evidence of the prevalence of mankind's selfish and cruel instincts. I'm looking at a canvas of the front cover that's hanging on my wall right now, and even with the series continuing to reach new heights, Arlington will always mean a lot to me. And after that, I was caught up. I listened to each chapter of The Princess Thieves as they came out, got the rug pulled out from under me along with everyone else when Alex toyed with our emotions like that when it seemed like everything was over, and I've been following New Century ever since. But I wanted to do more than listen and read. I wanted to share this with people because this was really good stuff and the world needed to know. So I did what anyone with a passion for media analysis and a blog to call their own would do. I started writing reviews. In early 2017, I did a series of articles which served as an introduction to New Century and a review of each of the five stories that had released at the time of writing. It was set up as a celebration of the series and a discussion of its themes for fans who had experienced the books and wanted to read someone else's thoughts in the form of a full breakdown of each story, as well as a way to familiarise yourself with this unheard-of series and navigate your way through it with some detailed recommendations for those who are uninitiated. And I had a lot of fun with those reviews, so when I wrapped them up, I decided to keep on writing about New Century. To start with, I released thoughts and reactions to each chapter of Steamheart as they're released, and then, when Alex put that on hold for a while to work things out, I came back with Let Them Go, the new first installment of New Century. I wrote detailed scene-by-scene breakdowns of each chapter, to the point that if you stitched all of those articles together, you'd have something akin to a full commentary of the entire book. I wrapped the series up with a full review of Let Them Go to reflect on my thoughts of the story as a whole, and when Steamheart came back, I started giving it the same treatment. Unfortunately, my personal life got a bit tangled, complicated, and all the other things you say when too much happens all at once and you start to feel the weight of it all. In short, I've been diagnosed with a generalised anxiety disorder, and that kind of dampened my drive in a lot of areas, including my writing. So the chapter write-ups slowed down, and I'm sorry to say they're unlikely to conclude. It's a move that's probably for the best for me, but to anyone who enjoyed those chapter-by-chapter deconstructions, I apologise from the bottom of my heart. But fortunately, that's not the end of my active engagement with New Century. Full reviews of each New Century book are definitely something I want to do more of, and in addition to that, I ended up being invited alongside my co-host Greg to take part in a Q&A session or two with Alex and Sharon, which you can listen to on Alex's Patreon, and frankly, I think they came out pretty darn well. Greg and I enjoyed doing that so much that we've decided to keep going and take it in new directions, and what you're listening to is the result of that. New Century means a lot to both of us, as I'm sure will be made abundantly apparent throughout this podcast. To me, it's a fictional series I'm heavily invested in, sure, and I am compelled to see what happens next and am left wanting more every single time we reach the final word of each book. But it's the subject matter of these books which resonate, and as the years go on, they've become a source of considerable inspiration to me. I've made some very dear friends through my passion for this series, and I can honestly say that New Century has made a positive difference to my life. I think that's the kind of story that's worth starting a podcast for.
Thank you there to Toby for sharing what was at points a rather emotional story. My story is not nearly as exciting, but I hope I can bring something equally interesting to the table. But to start at the beginning, I have to, like Toby, talk first about the podcast called School of Movies. I became aware of Alex and Sharon's podcast back when it was called Digital Gonzo. There was a big crossover with a bunch of content creators I was already familiar with and fans of, such as Bob Chipman and Daniel Floyd. Together they were talking about the changing face of fandom back in 2013, and the experience affected me enough that I sent some money Alex's way to say good job, and then promptly forgot about the podcast. When I found the podcast again under its new name, it was likely in 2016, when I found out that Bob was doing more roundtables with Alex and Sharon, and this time I was specifically looking for new podcasts to enjoy in my commute, and started with listening to their discussions on movies that I knew I loved, going on to listening to their takes on movies that I'd never seen. I got to learn new things, and also laughed a lot along the way. But it was once I started hearing Alex's monologues on very personal experiences from watching movies that I realized I was being hit with something special and emotionally resonant on a level that I don't get often. From then on, I was hooked and became a very vocal fan, reaching out through Twitter and Patreon messages. And then one day, when I expressed interest in finally reading Alex's fictional work, he sent me a copy of the audio drama version of Let Them Go. This was going to be a new experience. I don't usually listen to audiobooks, But I was intrigued because, unlike other audiobooks where there is only one narrator, each role here was acted out separately by voice actors Alex brought in, allowing for distinct voices to flesh out the story. I didn't listen to the story as fast as I may have read it had I been given the written version. Having to experience it the same way I would a movie meant that I didn't have the same emotional reserve I normally have with books, so certain story events required me to take a time out. That said, I went through the first book in 6 days, and I immediately demanded more. I went through the entire oeuvre in 4 months, and the only reason it took that long was because by the time I'd finished Christmas Thieves, Alex was still putting out the individual chapters of Steamheart. I feel guilty that I asked for more than a little of Alex's personal time, as I often expounded on how much I loved the stories through chat, but he graciously gave it. And since that led to him asking me to do the interview, I guess it was time well spent. This is now the best thing that I can do for a series that I love, being the new century what School of Movies is to so many other stories, and I hope that Toby and I can do it justice. And that's Through the Window in a nutshell. Plan is now for podcasts to come out at the beginning of every month to allow for editing and syncing up my schedule and Toby's, so we can Skype in and do our discussions. But as I get more confident with editing and all the other trappings, we may increase to bi-monthly. To start us off, you can go right ahead and hear the next episode, where we begin by discussing the first 5 chapters of Let Them Go, a story of gothic romance and horror that begins the tale of the 10 worlds of New Century. In the meantime, Greg and Toby will see you around the multiverse.